So let's go to item 15, which is staff report. Gail, do we have any staff reports?
Okay. Yes, there Great. Are two today. Tim Hoppe is doing one, and I will start off. I wanted to let the board know that Sagitech has notified Sisera that there is their primary project manager for this project is out on a leave that's anticipated to take approximately 8 weeks. So they have assigned an interim project manager who is currently working on this project. So I wanted to apprise the board of this change. It's something that we are definitely keeping an eye on, and we'll provide additional notification or information to the board in the future. So I wanted to give you a heads up about that.
I assume that this was not something that we were anticipating in any way. This was a surprise development.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Any other comments or questions for Gail on that item? I don't see any. All right.
And we have Tim Hoppe.
Where's Tim? There he is.
Okay, I'd like to give an update on the retirement application processing so you know where we stand currently. With the exception of 8 retirement applications, which are missing documents and or information, the calculation of March and April retirement applications was completed yesterday. The final retirement option election forms are currently in process and will be sent out to retirees no later than next Monday, August 15th. Completed option forms that are received prior to or on August, no later than August 21st, will be paid on the August 23rd off cycle, just prior to the processing of the September 1 payroll. Any options received after August 21st will be paid on September 2nd. Now, looking forward to the applications that have been received after April, it's anticipated that retirement applications with a date of retirement between May 1 and July 31st will be calculated within 10 weeks after the applicant's last payroll. The last payroll date is used since it is the first date final payroll information is available to calculate a benefit. For example, if a county employee retires between June 2nd and June 30th, the earliest date payroll information would be available from the county's payroll system is July 10th. That means staff is going into the PeopleSoft system to get that information. That payroll information will normally be submitted to Sisera by the county and posted to CPAS by August 15th. Based on the development of 2 new staff members to manage active member requests at the beginning of July, the job duties of 3 of the more experienced counselors were realigned to focus on the calculation and processing of retirement applications. As the new staff, the 2 additional, plus we have a 3rd one, is trained, they're going to be able to come on board and start calculating finals in addition to the 3 we currently have. Before the end of the year, we expect to have 6 counselors in a position to calculate final retirement applications. When that occurs, it's anticipated the standard time to calculate a retirement benefit will be 8 weeks from the member's final paycheck. We're also actively researching other options and changes that could allow the payment of a first benefit check in a shorter period of time and the payment of the initial benefit through direct deposit rather than a check. And see if you have any questions that I can answer for you.
Well, you may have answered it, but I guess my sort of general question is, do you think we're understaffed? I mean, I understand we had a spike in applications for the March 31 retirement date. Are we understaffed in terms of the level of effort required to have a more timely completion of applications? So instead of 8 weeks being the target, if we wanted to shorten that to 4, how many more people is that, qualified people, if that's the right answer.
That it, right.
That it's more people. And as a general matter, do we have adequate staffing in this area?
Well, yeah, I mean, and I did have a comment that I did not include. You may recall when the 2022 budget was approved by the board, it did approve two additional staff member retirement counselor positions. We are still looking to fill one of those positions. You know, here we are almost 8-9 months later that we're still looking to fill that position. And we just filled one of them a couple of weeks ago. And that person is starting next Tuesday for that role. I think we have to give it some time for the people to come on board. 4 weeks. I think in order to go to a 4-week model, we're not going to have the final information from the county. You know, as I mentioned, you know, someone that retires, say, June 30th, we're not going to have information, the final information from the county and posted into CPAS until, say, August 15th.
Well, I get, you know, it probably goes without saying, most of us are getting a lot of input from retirees and soon to be retirees,
right?
On this issue, and it's you know, I don't know what the optimal way of dealing with it is. I realize we've got a change in our overall pension administration system designed and planned, and God willing, it's going to be implemented. But short of that. You know, the need to tighten that time frame and to not have, you know, today's public comment for that one person, there were others that many of us have heard from. So I want to encourage us to be top of list thinking about it. It sounds like it is. I see a couple hands, Louie, and then Mike.
I think my hand was up first.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't. You know what?
Okay. It goes in order of who raises their hand. It actually.
So that's okay. Go.
That's it for you. Candace. No. But Louie, if you want to go ahead of me, that's fine.
No, go ahead, Candace. You're first.
No. So I'm also concerned about how long it takes people to get appointments. You know, future retirees. Right now, if someone wants an appointment, how many months are they waiting before they can talk to a counselor? Because I keep hearing that from county employees as well, who are really, really frustrated the time at which they can sit down with the counselor. And then they're trying to figure out things like, okay, if you're going to take 3 to 4 months to start my retirement, what about, you know, how are like my healthcare benefits, if I have retiree help, how are those going to be paid? You know, things right. like that. So how long are we taking to get people appointments?
Doing like, say, one-on-one appointments?
Yeah, more one-on-one.
Right. One-on-one, I mean, we'll schedule immediately. It's the pre-retirement workshops that fill up.
Okay.
We'll find individuals that will, you know, we have one tomorrow.
Okay.
I think tomorrow's Thursday. We'll have one tomorrow, and it will. We'll probably get an email today that will say, "Hey, I want to go to tomorrow's session," and it's already booked up. I mean, right. They do fill up in advance. We're trying to manage it to attendees, to individuals within the 5 years, and attendees that may not have attended one. In the okay. last year, where sometimes you end up with individuals that will go to it 3 or 4 times.
Right.
But
so one-on-one, if they want to talk to a counselor, because that's not what I'm hearing. I'm hearing,
yeah. You know, you've I'm got not hearing that
weeks
either.
Or months to talk to someone who even right. tells you, you know, what it's going to look like. So if you're telling me someone can make an appointment immediately with a one-on-one counselor, that's great. That's just not what I'm hearing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'd also have them call me.
Okay.
And I'll address it. I mean, that's fine, but we're taking like, you know, walk-ins we're handling thing, you know, as they're coming up, we're handling them.
Okay.
But again, it also could be what is being conveyed or communicated at that time too.
Well, it's whoever's answering the phone right. as well. And again, okay. as I've said before, people can make things happen with appropriate expectations if they really know
right.
how long it's going to. It sounds like we're at least getting the word out there that, yeah, this could be easily 3 to 4 months before you get your first retirement check. But I also want to understand, you know, if the county is unduly delaying or somehow part of the problem in really, if it's, you know, 5 to 6 weeks before you get data from the county, I'm troubled by that. And I would love to talk to our HR department to figure out how we can expedite that.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, and that is, I mean, he said, I'm not going to put it, you know, all on the county, but, you know, a lot of it is the financial data. The other data is knowing that the individual has retired or ended employment with the county. We just had an instance this week where someone retired, I believe, you know, it was end of April. And I'm not sure if she told the county or not, but obviously she missed the final payroll.
Okay.
And she was on an off-cycle payroll, I'm going to say, at the end of June. I mean, those things happen.
She didn't tell the county she
had. I know.
I mean, I'm sorry. I hope we weren't still paying her if she
had. No. I think it may have been the position, you know, something related to her position. But I mean, those things happen where the county or the employer, it's just not the county, the employer
right.
is notified late. You know, for example, someone decides they want, I'm not going to give a notice. And they come in on March 30th and file an application for March 31st. You know, we have that happen, but then we do have to, okay. you know, work with the county or the employers to get everything worked out.
Yeah, I would love for us, especially once we get our new system up and running, to see how we can further streamline it. And
yeah,
at best practices of other counties of how they're able or other agencies to convey that data a little bit quicker.
Right. That's why I kind of wanted to make it a point on clarifying, you know, when we can actually start looking. For example, you said someone retires or leaves on June 2nd, their final paycheck is not being processed until July 10th. That is the process.
Right.
And so they, in some ways, feel they may have been, I've been retired for 5 weeks already. And actually, July 10th is when we have the first time information to calculate, and it's not in our system. We're retrieving the information.
Right. Okay. Well, let's keep working on it because it is frustrating for every retiree. And while some retirees have a comfy, cushy savings account, others really don't. Yep. And so they're trying to figure out how they're going to get by for the 3 months. 4 months, 5 months, they're waiting for their checks.
Right. Yeah, we understand that completely.
Louis.
Tim, first of all, I want to compliment you because every time I call you about a problem, you handle it really quickly. And the people appreciate that. You're saying that, okay, I retire, say, June 15th or June 30th, officially. The county does their payroll. The final check is July 10th. You could go and see pass and look at that. Now you're looking at the final numbers in this in the county, say CPAS system.
Yeah, we're not yet. We're actually going to PeopleSoft to get the data.
County's PeopleSoft. You see all those final numbers. Now you also have, I mean, for the purposes of your application, you have the years of service that the person has because from when they started with the, say, the county and the years of service. So everything pretty much the application is done just waiting for those final compensation numbers from the county for the final check, all the compensationable stuff. Once you get that, reviewing it, how long would it take to review that and start processing it?
You know,
get them the options and stuff.
Yeah, you know, if say it's the only application that we have, it's a very quick turnaround time. You say, you know, within a week it can be done, but it's when we have a lot of volume taking place, which we experienced, that slows it down a bit. We also have to verify service, even though the member may, you know, we're waiting for payroll information. They could have been on a leave of absence. Something could have changed. So we also have to get the final service also. But that's okay. Probably that's more
how
financial.
How long would it take to get that?
Same time. It's at the same time.
Okay, so basically you have everything at once. So basically it's reviewing it, getting out the options, pretty much. How long does it take to process an application? A day, depending on how many tiers they have?
It depends on the complexity of it. I'm going to say, if we have it's a PEPRA member, 5-year PEPRA member, they're 50 years old. Uh-huh. It's a fairly quick process. You go to certain positions and they have multiple tiers.
Right.
That pooling information. It's also purchases that come up. Breaks in employment in and out, mm-hmm. leaves of absence. And sometimes, and again, you know, the information we'll have is, and I may not be using the exact right definition could be like leave of absence other, or the applicant is telling us, oh no, that was for my own health issue. Well, it has to be coded that way in order to be, you know, eligible time. And then we have to go back to the employer with questions. We'll look at adjustments that may have been processed. So there is some going back and forth, but on a clean, like that PEPRA example, it's relatively quick.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's, I think one of the main problems is the length that people complain about and the lack of communication with them. Because the lack of communication, they'll call, they'll get voicemail. Nobody ever calls them back, it seems like. And then I'll get a phone call saying that. It's just like, hey, I've been calling. I went in there, the person wasn't in. And they says, well, it's on a supervisor's desk to be approved. And there was only one supervisor at the time. I mean, deploying members, deploying the staff also, once they get caught up to do finals and stuff, basically, once they do the finals and stuff, we do that. I mean, you can pull somebody to look at other people's finals to review them to get through the process faster.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, right now we have 2+ people checking finals. So it's not just one person handling them. There are 2 people, part of the retirement services team. Plus we have another individual that used to be a senior counselor that's also checking them.
Right. And that was, I think, the problem a few months ago, there was only one. And that was what this person was told. And so I think just speeding up the process, that sped up, because I was impressed by getting Gail's email that 49 were processed in a week and a half.
Yeah.
So that was impressive. I mean,
yeah. Oh no, it is. And I mean, you know, the first off cycle we ran the last week was, I think, about 38 new retirees went on payroll. The one we're running tomorrow, I'm expecting about the same number of new retirees going on payroll. And then the one we run later the following week, I think 23rd, we're going to have even more. We're probably going to have at least, you know, over 100 new retirees go on payroll, maybe up to 120, depending upon the forms that come back to us in the month of August. And so,
and I think that was frustration with people is now, like I look at it, it's taken so long to get from, say, I retired in January and I'm just getting my stuff in July. And then all of a sudden, a bunch of people were processed quicker from that retired in March. And I think that's what I'm looking at is, where was the problem back then that it took so long?
Well,
and I understand that short staffing amount of applications.
Sometimes you get part of the information on what is sold, you know, what you're told, or the part of the story.
Sure.
You know, like the documents were, you know, the number we still have to process from, you know, April, you know, we're waiting for documents on, you know, from the members, whether it's Social Security estimates on tier 2, divorce documents, a number of the things can take a long time. If you go back to the consent items from what you reviewed earlier, there are some that go back in time or, you know, a period of time.
It was one from 20.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not. Probably. Yeah. And you know what it was? She, we just didn't get legal documents. We need a social security card. We need a birth certificate. Another instance that we had was related to a divorce. Yeah. And, you know, somebody started it and they forgot about it. And we just can't go, okay, that's fine. We'll move on. We're marking every box, validating, checking, making sure we are accurate and are not going to have to back up and change things. And so it does, in some cases, may appear to delay the process, but we want it right.
Well, no, I agree with you. I agree 100% that you have people that, and I blame people themselves too. They take too long to get stuff. Yeah. But it's just, it's frustrating on the employee side, and it gets frustrating. I get frustrated because I keep getting calls, and thanks to you for calling me back or emailing me and handling it. So I think that a lot of it's communication, but we'll discuss this, the process, I guess, on next month's meeting.
Yeah.
So
one thing we do internally is we have a tracker by month of all of the applications, where they're in the process, when they're getting paid. And we also have notes on what we're, you know, if somebody's sitting, like I can look at the report today and I can tell you the ones that are on hold, why they're on hold. And in a lot of cases, they've already been calculated, but we need information in order to do the option election forms, because if you select an option 2, 3, or 4, based upon who your beneficiaries are, it makes a difference in the benefit calculation. And so again, we're tracking it. I would say for March, we could have sent something out early, something out earlier, just letting them know who's in process. We still have your application. Remind them, even though we're sending reminders of what we need, but communicating where we were. I know it was done a couple of weeks ago where they did outreach.
Right.
But I think this case, it could have been earlier, potentially say in June, or, manage the expectation.
Right. And like I said, that was one of the big things, I think, is the communication with them. Because people are in limbo for months and like, well, I haven't heard nothing.
Yeah. And a lot of times when you talk to them, I take the phone calls and, you kind of explain it. A lot of them are very understandable about, I understand, I've been in your shoes, I've seen this happen when I was with the county. They understand, but they want a communication and they want somebody to talk to about it.
Amen.
And I just to mention that in September, we're anticipating having a timeline to the board. And also, we're going to mention some areas that we're looking at making changes in, et cetera. So there'll be time for more questions and comments and a little bit lengthier time that we can spend on this and next month. So I did want to mention that. And obviously, people and process are two of the most important things when it comes to this. And so it is something that we're actively looking at as far as staffing levels go. Do we need to staff up? Next year we're anticipating going into testing in the new system. What's that going to do with our staffing? Is just, what do we need to do to ensure that we have appropriate staffing while we're trying to reduce the turnaround times of members getting their first checks? And also looking at our process and seeing what we can do to make changes so that we can improve things. Because ultimately, that's what we're here to do, is to improve things for members and to have first checks to them in a reasonable amount of time. So we're fully dedicated, and it's a top priority of myself as well as the SARA staff. So I wanted to mention that to the board.
And it is, we did have an increase, I'm going to say beginning like last October and rolling forward year over year. We are, we have for May, June, and July an increase over the prior 3 months, comparable 3-month period, but it's manageable. It's not you know, like 50, 60 more applications that came in during a 3-month period. It's, you know, probably about 15 more. And where we have three people concentrating on doing the finals, I'm very confident they're going to process them and move them out as quickly as possible. I know I mentioned, you know, the 10 weeks. In some of our earlier modeling, it was shorter. But, you know, the plan went into place in July, early July, and it is working. It's allowing them to concentrate and focus on finals, where previously they were taking calls from active members, as well as handling retirement applications. And it's a fairly complex process to go through. And when you get a phone call, you get interrupted. A lot of times it's like, it's a restart. Where was I on things? But this, it has helped. And I know the staff appreciates it, as well as, you know, getting the members processed more quickly is better for all the way around.
All right. Any other, Jerry?
I was just going to say, it's good to see that even, you know, Trustee Kroll was not interrupted during his presentation. You have a very young assistant there, I suspect.
About ready for training.
His or her snack.
I'm sorry about
What I'm getting out of this is that you know, this is an area that's going to require a lot of attention, which it clearly has already received. It needs more attention, which I think the staff and Gail certainly recognize, and that we're going to make to be dedicated to a continual improvement process, which includes identifying all the choke points along the way. You've pointed out that there are quite a number of them. And the first point is understanding where those choke points are, staffing being only one of them.
Right.
And trying to make sure that we can squeeze as much time as we can out of this process, because we recognize there are people that want to know if their retirement is effective Friday and they get their first check on Monday. We got that. But there are those people that legitimately are clearly concerned about how long it's taking, and this has got to be number one on everybody's hit list.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, you know, Sagitech and the new system will address some or all of that and improve it. However, Sagitech, you know, we're more than a year away, 18 correct. Months yeah. away.
That's what I was going to say. So that's tomorrow's solution, which is fine.
Yeah.
Something has to be done today.
Exactly. And so something has to happen today. And we realize that if we're going to bring, you know, with Sagitech and the amount of training and testing that has to take place, especially on the testing side, on the payroll function, we know when we cut over, whatever month we cut over the payroll, we know the payroll, the last payroll that processed on CPAS has to match the first payroll on Sagitech. And that goes from the tax calculations, deductions, all of the way through from, you know, it's as simple as addresses, bank account information. It has to be perfect and it has to be seamless and transparent to the retiree. And that's, again, it's going to take resources to validate that information and make sure it's, again, you know, absolutely perfect. We don't have another option for that.
But trust me, you'll love the new system. Is not satisfactory.
All right. Any other staff reports?
Thanks for your time.
Yeah. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
No problem.
That's it.
Very helpful. Excellent. All right. Trustee comments. I'll keep this short. Attended the NASRA conference. I know David did as well. So I'm in the elevator. So I'm not going to do any kind of lengthy report today. The cybersecurity piece was interesting. I'm not going to discuss that publicly. I'm going to discuss that with Gail, at least some observations and comments that I got out of that. And the outlook, if I was going to encapsulate the forward look, it's all about Ukraine. I think what we heard was as Ukraine goes, so do we in terms of what the outplay or the play out of the European theater is, certainly on the energy side, but on supply chain, grain, it's the supply chain effect of that particular conflict can't be overstated. It was surprising to me, at least in some parts. So anyway, and recession, it's going to be longer and worse than you thought. That's what at least some of the commentators have conveyed. So that's the short version of NASR in the interest of time today.
If you could just add one other comment, that I know you don't want to go long, but I trust that China was also discussed in there somewhere, because that is the 800-pound gorilla out there.
It was, but believe it or not, it was not front and center. It was really the product of Q&A that China was brought into the discussion. And there was nothing, at least I didn't learn anything new that we already didn't know about the role of China or its impact. The answer we got was typically that, yes, it's disquieting, and the closeness to Russia is disquieting, but a lot of this is election posturing, or it's posturing by the president because they've got the fall elections so that he can be president for two lifetimes. So the idea was a lot of what we see is posturing because of that. Don't know if that's true, but that was the answer.
I'll bet those election results are going to be really close in China.
Yes, razor thin.
Any of the people that vote no will no longer be heard from in about a week.
Yeah, if that. Any other trustee comments? I'm not seeing any. So until then, we will stand adjourned.
Good to see everybody.
We'll see you next meeting. All right, all.